And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the Guides. And our topic this week is Do It Now. We see so many of you postponing right action, being honest, telling the truth when it is difficult, taking the next step bravely into a new time, a new job, a new opportunity, new imaginings for your life. There is always the mind telling you, not now, take care of this detail, do the dishes, write that bill, take care of watering your plants. Check your phone for messages, for texts. It is a constant flow of distraction. And we are asking you now, in this time, to pause and to reflect on what you are being asked to do now, and to do it. Is it to pick up the phone and call a friend or a family member and simply say, I'm calling to tell you that I'm thinking of you and I love you? That's it. You do not have to script out anything else. It is simply being in alignment with the God that created you and your spirit, and being in every present moment, listening, asking, and following guidance. We ask you to be in this kind of readied state. It is, again, not about the details of your life or the tasks at hand, but it is to answer to the call of being in right action in your human life. What we see, especially in this time, when many seem to be exiting the planet, many are dropping their bodies and transitioning into spirit. We see that many who are still on Earth are regretful for something they did not say or something they did not do when this being was in human form. This is just one example of how good it is to stay in the present moment, in your life now, with gratitude for your life, and to respond to life as it calls you to do the next right thing. Sometimes it is difficult, we understand, and there could be great resistance within your being. It could be fear of what the response might be to your action. It could be that if you took a step, you might have to fully surrender to trusting God because you are no longer in control. It could be that you are fearful of what others might say, how they will have an impression about you that you would rather not have coming your way. You would rather keep up the masquerade of who you are presenting yourself as. All of these things, and so many more, might keep you from doing it now. Taking the next right step. We ask you to to try this out this week. We know that this is a holiday week and there is much activity. Even in the midst of the activity, we ask you to pause, even for a moment, and to come home to this present moment, and to be honest with yourself, and then genuine and honest with others. And whatever it is, do not put it off if you are guided to take the step, to do the task, to be present for someone. Do not put it off. Do it now. We see as you explore this idea, you will feel energy coursing through your being. You will feel uplifted. You will feel happier in that moment, more content, more fulfilled as you take the steps. It is because you are listening to God and to your spirit. This is the light of God flowing to you, through you, and you are responding. It is a great gift you will give yourself and to those in your world. We wish you the blessings of this holiday time, and see you are in the light. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.